Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. In today's lesson, you will learn that if you want to enjoy greater success, both personally and professionally, you must put the past behind you and focus on your future. You will also learn a process that I have used to move beyond my countless failures to create an amazing life. Recently, I had a friend tell me that everyone in her family was experiencing emotional, physical, or financial stress. My heart immediately went out to her family. Then I thought, but who hasn't felt stress in at least one of these three categories? After all, we're living through the greatest recession of the last 75 years. My thoughts then went back beyond the issues of the past 2 years. I realized that so many people are dealing with other disappointments, failures, and even deep-rooted issues dating back to their childhoods. The problem is when we become excessively preoccupied with these experiences. Here's what I know from failing my way to the top. If you continue to dwell upon your past failures, losses, and disappointments, you cannot advance your life personally or professionally. The negative emotions generated when you think of things that bring you down prevent you from enjoying and advancing your life forward. Jim Rohn, one of my favorite teachers, said, "We must not beat ourselves to death with past mistakes, faults, failures, and losses. The greatest opportunity today brings with it the opportunity to begin the process of change." Let me ask you a question. How much time do you spend thinking about things from your past that have a negative effect on your emotions? Well, today is January 11th, the beginning of a new year. Why not make it the beginning of a new life? Why not make it a new chapter in your biography? After all, it is your choice. Let me share with you the process I use to deal with anything that has a negative emotional drain on me, and perhaps it can help you. First, I always try to keep a positive attitude and look at my challenges as opportunities where I can grow as a person. The periods of time when I've grown the most as a person have come after my failures. I'm convinced that you can work through any challenge that comes your way if you look at it as an opportunity to become a better person. The second thing I do is I accept responsibility for my decisions as I analyze what went wrong. This process may take 5 minutes if it's a small failure, to a couple hours if it's a sizable one. The longest time I've invested in dissecting a failure was 2 days, and as you can imagine, it was a giant fiasco. The third thing I do is once I've learned all I can learn from a specific issue, I burn it and move on. I absolutely refuse to allow myself to think of negative, self-defeating thoughts because I know that negative thinking can destroy every part of my life, including my health. And then the last thing I do, if people involved have hurt me, I forgive them and do all I can to restore my relationship. Not only do I believe it's the right thing to do, but I've learned it's a small world. And when you treat people the way you'd want to be treated, it always pays off. Going through this process is easier said than done. In fact, I don't think there's any time when my self-control is tested more than when I'm trying not to think of a distressing thing that has happened. Every time I catch myself thinking about one of my failures or faults, I have a firm conversation with myself and I say, I've learned all I can learn. I can't change what has happened. I refuse to think about it any longer. Then, using my self-control, I change what I'm thinking about. On my big failures, I may have to have this tough conversation with myself 20 times before I'm able to finally stop thinking about it. But with every challenge I have faced thus far in my life, I've been able to use this process and move on and not allow it to negatively affect my life. If you find yourself experiencing negative emotions from your past, try this process and see if it works for you. As I conclude this lesson, I want to challenge you to draw a line in the sand separating your past from your future and begin focusing 100% of your emotional energy on creating your future. You can do it. I've done it, and so have countless others. If you're ready to begin living the life that you've always dreamed of, both personally and professionally, let me encourage you to sign up for my daily lessons. I promise you to give you my very best every day. If you have found a good way to deal with negative issues from your past, I invite you to share your story in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. I want to leave you with this. You can enjoy an amazing life if you will put the past behind you and focus on your future.